You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The Disability Policy Centre is a think tank dedicated to the development and advancement of policy which puts accessibility at the heart of legislation. We're joined today by Chloe Schendel-Wilson, co-founder and director, to learn more. Hi Chloe, thanks so much for joining us. So can you tell us why the Disability Policy Centre was founded?
Yeah, of course. So we have been around for 2.5 years now. So we set up at the end of 2021. We launched on the December the 3rd, which is International Day of Disabled People. And we basically came about, it was myself and my co-founder, Celia Hensman, and we both worked in politics and both had experiences of disability, and it was something we were both very passionate about. And we basically noticed working in that space that there's obviously, you know, outstanding charities, campaigners, advocates, but there was nowhere that was just doing policy and research. So we saw a sort of need for a dedicated think tank. So a space where we could bring together academics, we could bring together researchers, disability charities, campaign groups, and then work with local and national politicians to try and influence change. Basically, how we work is we host events, where either online or in person, where we bring together sort of disability advocates, campaigners, charities, researchers, universities, and then politicians at either a local or national level. And we have discussions where we get people in the room, whether it's around transport, tourism, employment. We also, every year so far, we've produced about 3 policy papers as well. We've done events on everything from sort of transport to intersectionality to employment, education. And we've sort of been able to try and bring together different communities and different sectors that might not interact, you know, whether it's different charities or different academics, different researchers, and also different sectors. So we've done a bit of work, for example, this year we did a roundtable with Zoom, and we just see where we can really drive forward change to improve ways of life for disabled people and people with long-term health conditions and also carers. And then in terms of our policy, we've done some work on representation, education, entrepreneurship, living standards, and we've done 2 sort of regional papers as well. We've worked with the West Midlands Combined Authority, and we've also worked with London at City Hall too, where we've basically come up with ideas as to what we think, from our point of view, what will improve areas of life for disabled people.
What are some of the kind of different aims or strands you're focusing on at the moment?
So at the moment, we're quite varied, actually. So we're really pleased with the success that we've had so far. So we've got no sort of set members. We've just tended to work through building up relationships with different charities, different campaigners. You know, it's amazing, actually. You know, you don't think when you're setting up an organisation, but when we've gone to events such as NADEX, we've had people come up to us and say, oh, I know about you, and I know about the work that you do. And so we try and make it as grassroots as possible, trying to continue to build that network to reach, you know, disabled people across the country. So at the moment, we're working on a couple of different things. So we've got a paper on sport and physical activity, and I've been working on that with 2 organisations. So one is Nimbus Disability, who are the founders of the Access Card, and then the other is an organisation called SODA that are a sort of disability consultancy, and they do some really interesting work with public sector organisations too. So that will come out this summer, just in time for the Paralympics and the Euros. We're also doing a bit of work on employment. So I mentioned Zoom earlier. We had a roundtable with lots of different disability charities and carers charities back in, I think it was either January or February, where we spoke about how flexible working can help disabled people and also carers too. So we're doing some sort of follow-up work around that. And we're going to do our sort of main employment paper at the end of this year too. Also, it's not coming out this year, but it's been really ongoing. Our research is around accessible voting. So we were lucky enough to receive a grant to do some specific work around accessible voting. Twofold, we've had a survey that's gone out that we've shared amongst our community. And then we've also been working with 4 different councils across different areas in England to speak to disabled people through those councils around how basically the process of voting can be improved. So there is a disability voting gap. So that we are finishing in October, but we will probably release it sort of the next spring.
After you have these consultations with a large group of different perspectives, how does that input then go into developing policy which goes through Parliament?
We've started off with roundtables where we just put out to our network, we put on social media, we send out newsletters, and we ask the different charities and campaign groups that we know to share. We might split that into different sections. So obviously, for example, when we did our employment research, when we started that last year, We did a sort of section around how employers can improve, and then we did a section about how the Department of Work and Pensions can improve. So sometimes things tend to be twofold. So we create recommendations for the government and politicians, but then also, actually sometimes there's another sector that needs improving. So it might be employers or it might be sports organisations. So we're sort of putting the onus on, society as a whole to also take responsibility for improving accessibility. Then we follow up with a survey, and we will, aim to speak to 100 people through that survey, where we can basically get people's experiences and find out a bit more detail about the barriers that people face and really sort of drill down some information. That's where you can usually find the really interesting statistics, quite sometimes quite harrowing statistics, but in a way that also creates impact, and you get the ear then of politicians and policymakers. And then what we do in the background is ensuring that we're building relationships, so we're a cross-party organisation. We're a small team, so we can't difficult to target every single MP and every single local councillor, but we try and find the MPs that really are interested in this space and who's already championing it, who's really making an impact and seems really passionate about this subject. And we'll basically sort of build relationships with a handful of policymakers and then see where we go. We've had some real impact already. So the National Disability Action Plan that came out earlier this year, the top recommendation in that was around improving access to elected office, so reinstating funding for disabled candidates. And that's something that we put in our first representation paper. And then we've been campaigning on as well with some other organisations, so with Elector and Centenary Action Group and Disability Rights UK. We're not a campaign organisation, we're a think tank. And I guess it's quite important for us to highlight the difference of that. But what we want is we want disability campaigners to use our research and to go out there and campaign for these changes. Feels like there is change afoot. It feels like there is a willingness from lots of different people to want to make a difference and become more accessible. But really, I think it's just about giving people those solutions and being able to bring the community together to come up with those ideas. If anyone just wants to contact us to find a way that they might want to get involved with our research, we're always really happy to speak to people. So
Perfect. And what's the best way for people to learn more and get in touch?
People can go on our website, which is thedisabilitypolicycentre.org, and then our email is contact@dispolcentre.org. So yeah, people, we'd be really, really, really pleased to speak with people and to, yeah, just to continue to grow our network and see the impact that we can have with people as well.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Chloe Schender-Wilson, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Amelia, for having me.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.